Chapter 4. On their first date, Johnny Bench takes Vicky Chesser to Las Vegas. It's New Year's Eve, absolute madness. At the MGM Grand, everything's flashing, glistening, whirring, clattering. Noisemakers in shiny hats, chimes and bells, yells and sequins. Among it all, Bench and Vicky calmly play 21 at a gaming table. Though young, Bench is nearly bald and oddly proportioned in person. His hands are gigantic, and his head resembles that of Charlie Brown. Vicky, seated on a stool beside him, her deep green eyes radiant. Her silky hair is shoulder length, feathered, wavy, and blonde. She applies lip gloss to her pink, smooth lips with a finger. She's often recognized for starring in a toothpaste commercial by people who identify her as the ultra-bright smile. It's an odd first date, but things are on a fast track. They've been talking marriage since the first phone call a few days earlier, when a friend gave John the phone number. "Give her a call, old boy," the friend recommended. "Vicky Chesser lives in Manhattan, a swinging lady." Who is this woman? Bench telephoned business friends in Dayton, who informed him Ms. Chesser was represented by the prestigious Wilhelmina Agency, and that each year she earned, as a model, in the neighborhood of $100,000. Bench was shown Vicky's headshot in Fashion 70, a 25-year-old honey blonde, a heritage of Swedish, Irish, and Cherokee Indian, a face of flawless beauty. She'd been queen of her home state's tercentennial and Miss South Carolina in 1970, as well as first runner-up in the Miss USA pageant. Bench dialed the number, introduced himself, then, matter-of-factly, asked Vicky to join him in Las Vegas for New Year's Eve. "You're bananas," she said. She recognized the name. She realized that Bench was a famous athlete, but she didn't know anything else about him. "We haven't even met. It might be a drag." "Look, you'll have your plane ticket and your room, and if we don't hit it off, you go your way and I'll go mine. What do you have to lose?" "Nope."